You almost forget on a week like this that the Packers have a game this weekend. A lot of talk around the Wisconsin Badgers here in the Badger State. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. As a Badger alum, just want to get a quick take from you. Paul Chris, good hire or not?
I think it is. I think the main thing that they're doing here is they're getting a guy who's perhaps dream job or destination job is the University of Wisconsin. The past two guys they've had in Bielema and Anderson have kind of treated Wisconsin as a stepping stone to other programs. And with Paul Crist, he's a guy who's from Madison, who's committed to the University of Wisconsin, and is going to do all he can do to make that program as good as he can. So, he's a guy who's not going to leave for any other job. So that's what the Badgers got in this hire, and he certainly did a good job as the offensive coordinator when he was with them a few years ago.
I'm happy a hire's been made, at least looks like it will be made, because it was only one day in the rumor mill. I mean, I was hearing Mike Sherman's name. I saw pictures of Brett Favre wearing a Badger hat. It was too much. Too much. I'm glad that they got somebody, and we can think now again, Brian, about the Packers, who are in Buffalo this weekend. That game on K107.1. The coverage starting at 10 a.m. The kickoff set for noon. Packers go to Buffalo. You look at the Packers' schedule next couple of weeks, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, it'd be easy to just kind of pencil those in as wins, but Buffalo's a team playing for a playoff position, and I think is much better than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, this is a team that's coming into the game with a winning record and really has a very good defense. I looked up some of their statistics. They are fifth in the NFL in total defense. They are fourth in the NFL in turnover margin. They are second in the NFL in third down defense. So these will be important things for the Packers. Will they be able to stay on the field in third down situations and keep those chains moving and keep possession of the football in a hostile environment at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo, where you got to imagine the crowd is going to be pretty enthused there? This is a Bills team that hasn't been in contention for a while, and they're going to be excited for a team to potentially be involved in a playoff chase and, you know, knock off a pretty good team in the Packers. So this is going to be a tough test.
Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy next couple of weeks are facing guys that have seen them before in Buffalo. Jim Schwartz on the defense now in Buffalo, former coach of the Lions. Next week they'll have Lovie Smith, a former coach of the Bears, now the coach of Tampa Bay. When they face these guys that they've faced before, and the Packers have had success against those guys for the most part, do guys like Schwartz and Lovie Smith, do they have an edge? Is it tougher than if they just played a coordinator or a coach that maybe they haven't seen before with such familiarity?
I think it's a very, very small advantage, I suppose, for guys like Smith and Schwartz. And Schwartz has a very good defensive line that he's coordinating in that unit. And I think that is, like, the matchup to watch. It will be the Bills' defensive line with guys like Marcell Dareus and Mario Williams going up against the Packers' offensive line that's been so good this season, especially recently of late, pretty much ever since the bye. The Packers' offensive line has been dominating. They've been opening up holes in the run game. They've barely given up any sacks on Aaron Rodgers. So that'll be the matchup to watch, and Jim Schwartz will have those guys fired up.
James Starks returns to his native area of Buffalo. He went to college in Buffalo. Is he going to be starting in Buffalo? Eddie Lacy sat out the end of that Atlanta game with a hip injury. What do we know about the Packers running back?
That's a good question. Eddie Lacy has practiced this week, albeit just on a limited basis. That's what the Packers injury report says the past 2 days. Based upon the fact that he is at least practicing, maybe he's not 100%, but, I mean, he's out there practicing every day. You got to think Eddie Lacy is going to at least get the start. But just like last week, you wouldn't doubt at all if he and Starks kind of share the load almost 50-50, especially if Lacy's not 100%. So that could definitely happen on Sunday.
What's going on with our secondary? We had Sam Shields come back from a concussion, and then he kind of, you didn't see a lot of time against Atlanta. And then Devon House now showing up on the injury report, and that might be worse than we could have predicted at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, based upon Mike McCarthy's comments yesterday, they're not really sure about Devon House's injury yet. They said the initial reports indicated that it could be serious, but they're holding out hope. They're conducting more tests and hoping that maybe it's not as serious as they thought. But the potential is there that Devon House, will not play in this game and maybe miss several weeks with a shoulder injury here. So the good thing is Sam Shields appears to be back from his concussion. However, obviously he played in the Falcons game on Monday Night Football, but he might have to take on an even bigger role now if House can't play.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, as the Packers have the Bills this Sunday, the kickoff at noon. Our coverage on K107.1 starts at 10 a.m. The other interesting storyline is a storyline that the guy who's part of the storyline does not want to make it a storyline, and that's A.J. Hawk. He's seeing the field less and less. Rodgers said that he thought Hawk might be hurt, and then Hawk said, no, he's just covering for a friend. I just don't want to make it a storyline. Hawk not playing that much lately. What can we expect from him the rest of the way?
I think you're going to see A.J. Hawk kind of play the same role this week as he was last week. He'll appear in the Packers' base 3-4 defense, which they really don't use all that often. I think A.J. Hawk kind of played like 9 snaps last week, and I think that kind of fits him. I think that particular role on the 3-4 defense fits his skill set, and I think Sam Barrington is definitely the better player right now and deserves the bigger role. So I think Hawk will maintain a small role on this team, but that's going to be it for him.
Give me the prediction, Brian.
I've got the Packers winning 27-20. It's going to be a hard-fought game, just a one-possession game. You could definitely see this go right down to the wire, where the Packers either have to drive for the winning score or hold off the Bills at the end, hold off a late charge. But the Packers do keep their victory streak alive and could perhaps even clinch a playoff berth with help this weekend.
Packers, if they win, it would be their sixth straight after losing before the bye to New Orleans. Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.